on now with York Institute Dragons head coach Adam Bowden. Coach, obviously the season came to an end a few days ago. Talk about how your team played in the district tournament. What did you like about how your team played, and what do you think they could have done better?
Well, we played two games, and we got put out after two games, so we would have definitely liked to change that. I feel like, Friday night we matched up with the number one seed, DeKalb County, and I felt like we played pretty good against them in the regular season. We had some things we had to clean up, and we worked on that knowing when we knew that we were going to get DeKalb County. And I felt like we did a good job. You know, they bunted the ball a lot against us when we played them in regular season, and they did that in the tournament as well. And we did a lot better job defending that. And they made great adjustments. We struggled scoring runs. Their pitcher did a great job. He kept us off balance. When we get runners on, we just could not find ways to get them in. He did a good job. He attacked strike zone, and we just got to, go back to that, making better swings on good pitches. And a pitcher's pitch is not, a slider in the dirt or a knuckle curve, whatever he was throwing was really giving us fits all night. And we just, finally started coming around and making some solid contact, it's too late.
Obviously, Coach, you said it not the way you wanted your season to end, but two games in the postseason, this has obviously been a young team. We've talked about it all year. Do you think as a whole this will serve as good experience for guys that haven't been here before? And do you think it serves as a good taste of kind of what they can, accomplish maybe in the future or what they could do maybe next year?
I think, I told them this very thing after Saturday, and it's hard to find words to put in, to tell them. Because I know, everybody's disappointed, and, we got seniors that are upset. And I just told them, we've for a long time it was – when we go into a district tournament game, we were beat when we got off the bus. We didn't have the confidence, and we didn't have that mindset of, hey, we can win this game. And I think we have that now. We went down there Thursday, and, just a random storm came through. So traveling down to Smithville and not getting to play and then turn around doing it two days in a row, I do think we were kind of mentally exhausted. Not making excuses, so we just didn't come ready to play on Saturday. But I think that we've seen what we're capable of in a very tough district. And I know we talked about we've got a lot of really good teams in the district, and it's once we get that year under our belt and like the sophomores getting a year under their belt, and juniors, and there will be seniors next year, and freshmen especially. I feel like they do have that. Hey, we can play with anybody. We can compete with anybody. And so at times when you have any experience, I think that can kind of come back and get you. But I was proud of our guys. They fought hard all year. We played really good baseball, and the young guys I think saw that, and I think we'll build off that and get ready for next year.
Speaking of that building for next year, how important obviously is it that, every sport was affected last year in terms of there wasn't much summer ball for things like basketball or baseball. How important is it that this year it looks like we're going to get back to normal somewhat and we're going to be able to actually have that? How important is that going to be for young guys like Caden Stover, Eli Garrett, guys that are able to go and play summer ball and get some more experience?
I think even going beyond the experience, just the mental part of, hey, life is kind of getting back to normal. I think that right there is a huge thing, because we finally started seeing that towards the end of the school year. And, we're wrapping things up right now and just kind of getting back and kind of getting a groove and not knowing in the back of your mind, all year, all fall, all winter, I know they may not admit it, but I know in the back of their mind they were thinking, do I need to put all this work in if we're not even going to get to play baseball? Because at times, I was like, man, are we going to get to play baseball or not? And I think just knowing that things are kind of smoothing over and, we still got to take precautions and stuff like that. But there's things that they all need to work on. There's times that, the young guys struggled throwing strikes and getting finishing innings with two outs, not letting two guys get on base, and then you get a gapper, and you score two runs. So I think, you know, they know what they need to work on. They're going to take some time off, get their arms, mind right, and I think we are having a bunch of playing travel ball and a bunch playing league ball up here, and I think it'll just be good mentally for them.
Last thing for you, Coach. Talk about the seniors. You mentioned them a little bit earlier, about, you know, obviously no one wants the season to come to an end the way it did. What have the seniors, in your opinion, what have they meant to this program? What are you going to miss most about them?
I told them a lot. We went through a rebuilding stage, and when they were freshmen, we knew we were going to eventually be pretty decent, and we could be really good. And like I said, at times this year, we were really good. I was very proud of them for hanging in there because, you know, when you're losing a lot of games like we were early in their career, you know, it's losing. I've said this I don't know how many times, but losing does not build character; it reveals it. And the fact that they stuck with it and worked hard says a lot about their character. There was a lot of them that played a lot of different positions. Every one of them except for one had pitched a little bit at some point. So I was, just their grit, and especially after last year, their grit and just determination and their work in the off season. I was super proud of them, and I will miss them. We cut up a lot and stuff, you know, take a lot of bus trips, and, you know, you gotta make jokes and try to make it fun for them. And there was times, you know, we got rained out on spring break, and we'd go up there and we went bowling and, you know, just trying to do some team building, build a chemistry. And I think the chemistry was another good thing that they brought to the table.